thanks for inviting me here today to speak about the public image of non-governmental organizations in Europe and Eurasia. My name is David Linette, and for the past 2 years, I have been the program manager for the Civil Society Organization Sustainability Index, or CSOSI, funded by the U.S. Agency for International Development and in partnership with the International Center for Not-for-Profit Law, ICNL. Over the next 15 minutes or so, I'll just explain a little bit about what this index is, where the countries in this region score on the index, as well as some of the findings of the index in terms of regional trends. So next slide. Or I can go ahead and click it here. Okay. Great. So the CSOSI was created originally in 1997 to measure the sustainability of CSOs, civil society organizations, across seven dimensions of sustainability. Those dimensions are the legal environment, the organizational capacity of CSOs, as well as their financial viability, advocacy, service provision, the sectoral infrastructure, the networking, and the services behind them, and as well as public image. And for each of these seven dimensions, each country is ranked on a scale of 1 to 7, with 1 being the highest level of sustainability and 7 being the lowest. You can see here on this color-coded map, scores from 1 to 3 are considered to be in a range of sustainability enhanced. You can see that in green. Scores from 3 to 5 are considered sustainability evolving, which is an intermediate stage of sustainability, in yellow. And as well as scores from 5 to 7 are considered sustainability impeded, shown in red. The index began covering Central and Eastern Europe and Eurasia, but has since enlarged its scope to cover also countries in the Middle East and North Africa, as well as Sub-Saharan Africa, Asia, and now Mexico as well. But of the 72 countries that it covers around the world, 24 are in the Europe and Eurasia region, which, as you can see, covers all of Eastern Europe, the Baltics, the Balkans, as well as Russia and the Caucasus country. So the methodology for updating the scores each year involves working with a local implementing partner in each country, and AVPO-CR, hosting us today, is our implementing partner in the Czech Republic. And the implementing partners convene a panel of experts to adjust the scores each year based on the scores of the previous year. And the implementing partners also draft a narrative report that accompanies the updated scores to serve as the annual country report. The panel discussions led by the implementing partner are held the first few months after each calendar year to develop the index for the previous year. So because the 2018 CSOSI is not yet published, my presentation today will use the scores from calendar year 2017, but at the end I'll also provide an overview as far as 2018 and how the trends and scores from that year relate to 2017. Also, each country's public image score is based on specific indicators. For public image, those indicators are the media coverage, the public perception of CSOs, government and business perception of CSOs, as well as public relations and self-regulation. And each of these indicators, I know this is a bit too small to read, but each of these indicators has a series of sub-questions to guide the discussion on how the situation has evolved on these topics. So in our index's most recent iteration, we found the following results. The countries with the best scores in terms of public image, those with the scores in the 1 to 3 range of sustainability enhanced, are Estonia at 2.0, Lithuania at 2.3, Czech Republic at 2.5, Poland at 2.6, and Latvia and Slovakia at 2.8. And on the other hand, on the other end of the spectrum, countries with the scores in sustainability impeded range are Russia at 5.1, Belarus at 5.5, and Azerbaijan at 5.8. And in addition, from 2016 to 2017, only 3 countries in Europe and Eurasia saw an improvement in their public image score, while 10 countries saw a deterioration. In addition, in the northern tier countries, which is what the index calls sort of Central Europe and the Baltics, 6 of 8 countries saw a deterioration in their score, with Hungary and Poland seeing the largest deterioration. So what trends have caused this deterioration in scores that the CSOSI has recorded? One major trend over the past few years has been the spread of smear campaigns. In several countries, we've seen negative rhetoric by the government and pro-government media towards CSOs, especially those that are critical of the government. And in fact, this rhetoric often goes far beyond words and actions about these specific CSOs, but are instead attempts to discredit or delegitimize or vilify entire segments of the civil society sector, such as claiming that organizations that receive foreign funding or that work with refugees or migrants or minorities may pose a threat to national security. And this situation was particularly dramatic in Hungary, where statements by parliamentarians and the government accusing CSOs of undermining the nation's sovereignty were made very frequently. In addition, because most media outlets in Hungary are now controlled by the government or its allies, CSOs had very few avenues to counter this misinformation circulating in the public discourse. But this same trend, ranging from skeptical to outright critical rhetoric, was also recorded in Poland, Slovakia, Latvia, Czech Republic, Estonia, Bulgaria, North Macedonia, Romania, and Moldova. And in several countries, organizations linked to philanthropist George Soros and his foundations were often subjected to the harshest accusations, for example, that they are the enemy, traitors, or criminals with nefarious agendas, particularly around issues of immigration policy. And campaigns against those organizations in particular were strongest in Bulgaria, in Hungary, North Macedonia, Poland, Romania, and Slovakia. And we see evidence that these smear campaigns have affected the public image of CSOs. According to a study done here in the Czech Republic by the Center for Public Opinion Research, the percentage of respondents who reported not trusting CSOs has increased from about 35% to over 55% within 3 years. In North Macedonia, trust in CSOs decreased from 51% in 2015 to 43% in 2017. And in Russia, according to the Levada Center, 40% of respondents believed that grants from European charitable organizations were, quote, most likely unacceptable sources of funding for Russian CSOs. And while these smear campaigns were the most common reason for deteriorated public image scores in the CSOSI, they also fit within a wider trend of democratic backsliding, where negative developments in the legal environment, in the advocacy environment, have naturally also affected the sector's public image as well, as the relationship between CSOs and government has become more confrontational in those contexts. So now I'll address a little bit about what we see continuing in 2018 and looking forward. While the 2018 CSOSI is not yet published, we can already see that in 2018, some steps were being taken to counteract this trend of smear campaigns and democratic backsliding. For example, here in the Czech Republic, an initiative was launched called We Strengthen the Czech Republic to raise awareness of the important contributions to society that CSOs make, producing, for example, a video viewed by over 200,000 people. But also transparent practices, codes of ethics, and CSOs' promotional activities have also helped to improve CSOs' public image. Some models that we've seen see success in the region include a radio program to highlight CSOs' work and the sector's issues, in for example, in Lithuania, or a coalition for this purpose, which we saw in both Poland and Slovakia, or campaigns like the EU-wide No Day Without Us campaign and its associated videos. We've also seen CSOs hosting discussions on these issues, publicizing their causes, using, for example, infographics, hashtags, live streaming, including live streaming meetings and workshops and even public consultations, as well as apps and games and Facebook profile picture frames, public fairs, posters, festivals, awareness weeks, interactive spaces, for example, in the case of Ukraine's Corruption Park, as well as other audiovisual media. And we have also seen some promising partnerships with the business community, such as an effort to award businesses for inclusive practices towards people with disabilities, for example, in Moldova, as well as a campaign sponsored by car companies to reduce drunk driving, which we saw in Slovenia. And lastly, we've seen some efforts to incentivize the use of transparency and ethical practices among CSOs as well. Some examples there include a contest by the United Nations Development Program for the best CSO reports in the country, which happened in Ukraine, as well as also in Ukraine, a recognition from a network of CSO public relations managers and experts for the best CSO communications of the year. In Hungary, both NEOC and the Civil Compass Foundation awarded CSOs in 8 categories to recognize best practices, which helped those CSOs gain some positive publicity. We also see codes of conduct and transparency are growing. For example, in Moldova, the Platform for Active Citizenship and Partnership for Human Rights held workshops to discuss the need for a document on the principles of the ethics of CSOs. Georgia has established a type of this signed declaration of principles recently as well, as has Russia. And other best practices include the Seal of Reliability here in the Czech Republic that certifies to donors that public benefit organizations use their funds transparently, and the VIA Foundation's verification of those who use a donation portal here in the Czech Republic. And as we know, ICFO's partners in other countries also help to improve confidence in CSOs in their own countries as well. In 2018, we have also seen some bright spots in the general context for CSOs. In Estonia, 2 philanthropy funds were launched, demonstrating an increasing receptiveness to the idea of donating to CSOs. And trust in CSOs has increased in several countries, according to surveys, including in Ukraine, Latvia, and Moldova. In addition, a code of ethics started in Bosnia and Herzegovina in 2017, gained up to 115 subscribers by the end of 2018. And in Moldova, the use of the 2% tax designation mechanism grew by 39%, which led to organizations that participate in that mechanism to increase their financial transparency. And lastly, there are examples of government entities and media outlets being friendlier to CSOs in, for example, North Macedonia and Armenia. However, challenges still remain. In 2018, government, pro-government media, illiberal politicians, and associated media outlets across the region have continued to attack the credibility and legitimacy of CSOs, including in Estonia, Hungary, Slovakia, Bulgaria, North Macedonia, Romania, Serbia, and Moldova. CSOs continue to be attacked viciously and maligned by authority figures, accused of being corrupt, using state funds irresponsibly, especially undermining the national interests in the case of assisting refugees, asylum seekers, or immigrants, or as being quote-unquote foreign agents or puppets or mercenaries of foreign countries. For example, in Estonia, some events to support LGBT and women's rights, events were disrupted or had to be canceled. In addition, 46% of CSOs surveyed in Bulgaria reported that smear campaigns have affected their work. In addition, in North Macedonia, smear campaigns continue from the now political opposition, and 60% of people surveyed in that country recently said that they still view CSOs negatively. The rhetoric also continues to politicize civil society sectors, especially in countries where democratic backsliding is happening more widely, where some citizens have come to associate CSOs with the civic movements that are pushing back against those developments in the public sector. This politicization of CSOs and their public image has been particularly pronounced in both Hungary and Poland, according to the CSOSI's expert panelists, but experts have also mentioned this trend occurring in Georgia as well as Montenegro. So for CSOs to counteract these continuing negative trends and rebuild their public image, they need to become more proficient in circumventing restrictive and censored media environments and promoting themselves more actively on social media. However, CSOSI's expert panelists in many countries have mentioned that CSOs in their country face great challenges in that endeavor for a variety of reasons. including a lack of technical capacity at social media activity and public relations skills more generally, as well as a high cost of obtaining coverage through traditional media, as well as a lack of staff members devoted to communications in particular. So the CSOSI finds that there's a great need for trainings on how to create more professional social media strategies. In addition, there's a pressing need for further support to CSOs to help them build the resources they need to grow their public relations and media relations skills so that they can better defend and promote a more positive public image for themselves, including through the use of ethics codes and transparency mechanisms. So thank you. If you'd like to learn more about our index, you can go to www.csosi.org, where we have a dashboard. You can explore the data, visualize it in various ways, as well as download individual country reports. The regional report for Europe and Eurasia is also online. You can Google CSOSI, Europe and Eurasia 2017 is the current one on the website. I believe I have a few minutes left. If anyone has any questions, I'd be happy to answer them now. Otherwise, feel free to find me later, and I'd be happy to discuss further as well. Thank you.